From the Center for Investigative Reporting in PRX, this is Reveal. I'm Al Letson. Just after Thanksgiving, the U.S. government released a huge report documenting the impacts climate change is having on our country. 13 federal agencies and hundreds of scientists worked on this. When asked about it, President Trump attacked its prediction that climate change will be devastating to the U.S. economy.
Yeah, I don't believe it. No, I don't believe it.
He doesn't believe a basic premise of the report, that people are causing climate change and can slow it down. Elizabeth Shogren is Reveal science reporter and joins me now. So, Elizabeth, those comments from Trump make it sound like he's rejecting science. What's been the impact of that attitude across his administration?
Well, the White House did not interfere with the National Climate Assessment, but there are lots of other examples where they did. They've been downplaying, defunding, and misusing climate change science, even censoring it.
That's something people worried about when he was elected. So what evidence of actual censorship have you found?
Yeah, so I want to tell you about this one particular scientist, Maria Caffrey. Maria fascinates me because so many things about her are unexpected. She's got this career dedicated to U.S. national parks, but she grew up in a gritty neighborhood in London. She raced cars for fun.
I grew up over by Heathrow Airport, so it was airplanes and roads and congestion and stuff like that. So I think that's why I got into environmental science. It was just so foreign to me. I was like, wow, I'd love to have a job where I actually get to go out and be in nature. That's a little different.
She's an idealist. She picked climate change because she hoped her science would have a positive impact on the world. Under President Obama, addressing climate change was a top priority. So being a climate scientist was kind of like being an astronaut in the 1960s. That's when President Kennedy challenged Americans to beat the Soviet Union to the moon. In 2012, Maria launched her big mission to come up with estimates of how much flooding could be expected in national parks because of climate change. It was heady stuff. She was a University of Colorado scientist contracted by the National Park Service. She just started on this work when New York got hammered by Hurricane Sandy.
Sandy has killed more than 90 people in 10 states.
Even the dock on Liberty Island has been washed away.
The Statue of Liberty is off limits because the island on which it stands was damaged by rising floodwaters. Lady Liberty herself.
Not even park rangers could get there. Maria was still in her PJs when her phone rang at home early that morning. Park rangers urgently needed her estimate of how high floodwaters had gotten at the Statue of Liberty. She crunched the numbers in about an hour and got her estimate to park managers. But she felt parks should have had that kind of information long before storms hit.
It's really important to have that information way in advance before that storm ever happens. When a storm's coming in, park staff are scrambling to get ready for the storm, right? So they can't sit on a phone call with a scientist.
It took a long time, 4 years, for Maria to calculate the risks for 118 national parks that are exposed to rising seas. Finally, in the autumn of 2016, she was getting ready to publish. She gave park managers a preview in a webinar.
It is such a pleasure to be here today and speaking to all of you. This is a project that I've been working on for a long time, and so it's great to be able to get the
Maria told National Park staff she had projections of how much water levels will rise at each park by 2030, 2050, and 2100, if people reduce greenhouse gas emissions, and if they don't. And if a major storm hit?
What would happen if we up the ante a little bit?
She showed the park staffers a map of Washington, D.C., getting slammed by a Category 2 hurricane in 2100. The entire National Mall is shaded blue. It's all underwater. The Natural History Museum, the White House Visitors Center, even the Environmental Protection Agency.
There's a lot of flooding taking place here, ranging up to around 15 feet of flooding in some locations.
Park managers seemed eager for this information. Maria told them her research would be published soon, in 2017. But before that could happen, Donald Trump was elected. He announced the U.S. would exit the Paris Climate Change Treaty. He started rolling back policies, the Clean Power Plan, auto emission standards. Lots of people worried about the fate of science under Trump. Enormous crowds marched across the country in defense of science.
What about Maria? Was she worried about her research?
A bit, but her supervisors reassured her that her science was safe.
I had heard that we should not let politics interfere with our work, which is the way I've always conducted myself.
The Park Service had already edited her report and sent it out for peer review.
And I was told it was locked from editing, which meant it was going to be released any day now. It was imminent.
Press releases were drafted to send to the media. This is May 2017. They were about to publish.
And then something came up and they chose to delay it.
The delay seemed temporary.
And then I was notified again in September that they wanted to release it.
But then Hurricane Harvey hit Texas, followed by Irma and Maria, pummeling the Caribbean and Florida. And they didn't release it after all. Maria was left guessing why. The repeated delays were frustrating for her, but she was distracted by another big project. She gave birth to her first child at the end of December 2017 and went on maternity leave.
Okay, so we're up to 2018. Trump's been president for more than a year, and this report still hasn't been released.
Yeah, that's a long delay. I got curious if her research was getting ensnared by the Trump administration. I emailed a Park Service spokesman who said the report was still in internal review. So I filed public records requests with the Park Service and the University of Colorado, Maria's home base. The Park Service stalled, but the university responded pretty quickly and gave me 18 different drafts of the report dating from August 2016 to March 2018.
18 different drafts. What did you find?
There had been lots of changes. The early drafts had many references to humans causing climate change and flooding the national parks. Then, about a year after Trump became president, after the report had been considered final for months, the changes started showing up. Park officials commented that this was really unusual. For instance, the first sentence of the executive summary read, "Anthropogenic climate change presents challenges to national park managers."
Anthropogenic meaning humans.
Right. It's the scientific term for people causing something. A version from January 2018 dropped the word anthropogenic and other references to people causing climate change. I could see that those changes were made by a Park Service spokesman and the head of the Park Service's Climate Change Response Program. That's the part of the Park Service that's supposed to help parks get ready for climate change. They'd scrubbed the report of all mentions of humans causing climate change. An email exchange showed their boss had just communicated his, quote, anthropogenic concerns. I called Maria and told her about the drafts I'd seen.
And what would you do if your report came out as I saw it edited without any reference to the human causes of climate change?
I'd be very disappointed if there were words that were being attributed to me that I didn't write.
So have you been under any pressure from colleagues to delete words from your report that you think are important to have in your report?
I don't really want to get into that today.
Maria sounds very nervous there. Do you know why?
She's afraid maybe this research that's consumed 5 years of her life might never see the light of day.
After this, you wrote a story for Reveal about how Maria's report was altered, and it got a lot of attention.
So today, the nonprofit investigative journalism organization Reveal came out with a stunning report that officials...
This is MSNBC. Dozens of news organizations picked up the story. Members of Congress called on the Interior Department's Inspector General to investigate. The Park Service is part of Interior.
The Interior Department told Reveal that no one was available to comment, but Secretary Zinke must be shocked to learn this, because those edits were made just 1 month before he was on Capitol Hill testifying under oath.
I don't know of any document we've changed, and I challenge you, any member, to find a document that we've actually changed on a report.
Ryan Zinke was defensive and declared his department would never alter science. Zinke was forced to resign in December under accusations that he used his office for personal financial gain. But several months earlier, Just after my story came out, he was on Capitol Hill answering questions about it.
Nobody, no political, has ever seen that document. And I haven't seen the document. So I want an investigation how that document got around to the press before even we had a chance to look at it. I think that's fair.
Zinke focused on the leaks to the media, not his department's violation of a basic principle of civil society, scientific integrity. Democratic Congresswoman Shelley Pingree from Maine was seated across from him. She wasn't convinced.
Can you assure me that you are not going to deny any references to climate change and that you will allow for the inclusion in documents from the Department of Interior that have a human impact on climate change?
Yeah. If it's a scientific report, mm-hmm. all right, I'm not going to change a comma of it.
Last May, I went to Denver to visit Maria. I wanted her to tell me her version of the story and compare it to what Zinke had said on Capitol Hill. We sat in her small backyard in the warm afternoon sun.
So how long have you lived here? We just kind of moved in. I was pregnant and it was like, we need to find a proper house for a baby.
So you've been through a lot in the last few months, childbirth and then...
That part was all right. I bounced right back.
But her life is still topsy-turvy because of her troubles with the Park Service.
I was so proud of my work with the National Parks and helping to be part of America's legacy. And now it's kind of like, well, what's the point?
She grimaces.
It's been a turbulent few months. There's been sleepless nights because of a baby, and then there's been sleepless nights because of some of the worst times of my career.
Maria rejected the edits to her report several times. But then she was called to Park Service offices in Fort Collins, Colorado, for a meeting with a big boss from Washington. Maria's lawyer told her not to tell me any names, but emails I got from the Park Service show she's talking about Ray Savageau. He's the head of natural resources and science for the parks. 700 scientists and other staff are under him. He wouldn't do an interview with me, but here he is giving a big speech at UCLA in 2017.
It is my responsibility to the American public to make sure that we and they have the best information to make the most effective decisions about how we understand and protect our resources, this greater public good. It is a responsibility to do good science.
And to support scientists, Savageau said. But Maria felt attacked, not supported, during her meeting this spring with Savageau. First, she started telling him about her report.
And that's when he interrupted and said, I have some reports here.
Maria says Savageau held a stack of papers and told her they were recent reports by another government agency.
They concern climate change, but there's no reference to the human causes of climate change.
He wanted to know why Maria had to mention humans if government scientists who wrote the other reports didn't.
And that's when he started smacking the table with the papers and saying, but these reports don't have these terms in it. It kind of escalated from there. He raised his voice a lot.
Maria says he suggested he might lose his job if she didn't agree to the edits.
And who do you think they're going to replace me with? Do you think they're going to be as nice to you as I am? And then suggesting that the climate change response program in general could disappear if I chose to keep these words in the report.
Savageau wasn't the only one pressuring Maria. Another Park Service official told her in a telephone call that anthropogenic and human activities were banned words at the Interior Department under President Trump. That official warned Maria the report might never be released unless she agreed to the edits. Maria says a third official took her on a walk to try to persuade her.
It's different kinds of bullying and pressure from different people.
Even people Maria had worked with for years.
You know, people were saying that they could lose their jobs and please think that I've got children, Maria. I've got children, that implying I should be thinking of their kids. It was a lot of pressure to make changes. If one person says one thing and then another person says another thing, after a while, it really starts to build up and it becomes an absolute mountain.
What's that look I see on your face?
I don't know. I just, disappointment. These are people I held in very high esteem, people who I really respected, to catch them in some instances telling mistruths or misleading statements, and sometimes, frankly, just flat out lying. It's wrong. It's just very disappointing because it's not the Park Service that I thought I worked for. So, excuse me, I'm gonna get a tissue.
It's not just Maria being emotional.
And more than that, the edits that I was being asked to make violated the scientific integrity policy, in my opinion.
The Park Service's scientific integrity policy forbids decision makers from altering scientific work through, quote, coercive manipulation, censorship, or other misconduct. Maria kept rejecting the edits her supervisors wanted her to make. The Park Service didn't publish without her okay. Maybe because the University of Colorado stepped in to assert her intellectual property rights under her contract. Or maybe because they knew Reveal was watching, and so were the senators and representatives who demanded an investigation. The Park Service appointed a mediator.
The guy said to me if we couldn't agree, then the report would be released in a format that he would not tell me, and without my name on it. It was certainly a technique to encourage me to make edits that I was not comfortable with. I felt very pressured and intimidated.
That's baby Catherine. Her dad just brought her home.
You gonna try doing your hello trick?
Maria's focus shifts to the future. She's working under a new contract with the Park Service until February, but not on climate change, and she's earning a lot less money.
What I'm making right now doesn't even pay my daycare for my baby. So there's certainly a lot of, why am I doing this? I'm hoping long-term it'll all work out. I at least wanted to see an example of someone fighting back. Because at some point, she's gonna get bullied or she's gonna get pressure put on her. And so I want her to see someone standing up to bullies. Right? Yeah.
A Park Service spokesman tried to explain away the edits and the harassment as a normal dispute among co-authors. Two Park Service officials are named as co-authors on the report. But we sued the Park Service under the Freedom of Information Act. They finally gave us thousands of pages of documents. They back up Maria's story. They show her rejecting edits repeatedly over months and fighting for her science. It's clear from the documents that Ray Savageau from the Park Service interfered, but there were lots of lines and paragraphs redacted, whole pages blacked out. So it's not clear how far up the Department of Interior's chain of command the censorship went.
Essentially, I feel I've been shut out from my project. It certainly feels like there could be some retribution playing a role in this.
When Maria changed jobs, she was told to stop working on a website she designed for the Park Service. It lets you see how much flooding would come from sea level rise at particular parks because of climate change. We'll have more on what happened to that project after our break.